Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Just a quick one. How have you been doing and where are you at right now?
Yeah, ever since we got the green light to head home, came back to Vancouver, and been able to work out here pretty well. But for the time being, so feel pretty good. But obviously, with the news with the last week, it's just a matter of trying to take advantage of a long off season.
And just to follow up, and how have you reflected upon this season now that officially you guys will not be playing anymore?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's been 2 months. You know, at least really, just over 2 months. I think it is. Since our last game, and it's still weird looking back at how quick it kind of transpired, how quick the season suspended. I mean, that afternoon, the NBA suspended it really came into our minds that it was a possibility. You know, and then obviously the next week's a whirlwind, and then you start to be able to digest it. You know, hoping that maybe you can come back. But then as it gets longer and longer, you start thinking of the year that much more. So, I mean, I think at this point, you got to take a lot of the positives and a lot of things, you know, that have gotten better for us this year. We know it's not what we ultimately wanted. Another disappointing end for sure. But you know, all we can do right now is focus on the things that went well and really try and utilize this long off season to our advantage, because you know, there are a lot of months out there that it's all how you handle it and all how you prepare. And I think whoever takes it themselves to prepare the best way they can and utilize a extended off season is going to come back even stronger.
Hey, Sam, Heather Prusek here from the CBS station here in Buffalo. First of all, I hope you're staying healthy, safe, as well as your family. Just kind of, you know, looking at last year, you guys obviously had the 10-game winning streak, and then this year you started off really strong. And even at the trade deadline, you were within striking distance of a playoff spot. But then it seems like after a lot of these moments, there's, you know, some lapses and kind of collapses there that prevent you guys from getting over the hump and getting into the playoffs. What do you guys need to do to make sure that, you know, that doesn't happen when you guys are going through these skids?
Yeah, I mean, I think the turnaround for us, you know, in a negative way and where we started to let it slip away, you know, we had lost that really tough game at home to Colorado. And with that being said, we were still right in it. We were still playing well. And then we went into Colorado on that long road trip to start it off. And, you know, against arguably the best team in the league. And, you know, in our mind, we played a heck of a game. And ultimately, it's that tight loss that could have gone either way that kind of ends it for us, and then we let it slip away from there. So I think, you know, in this league, it's crucial not to let, you know, not to try and let one loss kind of affect the morale, you know, and ultimately what you're trying to get to. And it just kind of, it seemed like it slipped from there. But, you know, I think this year, looking back at it, there was that a lot more, you know, meaningful big games that we were able to be a part of. And I think it's just a matter of learning to win those tight ones.
Hey, Sam, John Warrell with the AP here. I know it's going to be an extended off season for you, and it's a big off season for you. And in as far as your contract status goes, where are you in balancing what your needs are and what the team's needs are in approaching these, you know, whenever contract talks can begin, knowing you just got a 2-year deal? I mean, is long-term on your mind, and knowing where the Sabres are cap-wise and with Dahlin coming up, how do you balance all that in your head, going forward?
Honestly, hasn't been in my mind too much. I'm a hockey player, right? So my is when my next game is going to be and how I can be in best shape for that. It's a lot tougher when you find out it's going to be an extra couple months. As quick as you can channel that to a positive and really start to prepare that much more, and be that much smarter about your off season, is much more important. In terms of the contract stuff, in terms of that, it hasn't really been on the mind. Obviously it was supposed to all go down, if nothing was before in a month or so, but, there's so much unknown of when that's going to happen, just like so much in the world. So, I'm honestly not too worried about, whether it's 1 year or 6 years, whatever, who knows, doesn't really affect, my next couple months. So, just trying to, prepare for the season like I usually would.
Hey, Sam, it's Adam Benigni, WTRZ-TV. Kind of following up on John's question there. From a development standpoint, where do you think your game has evolved to? At what level do you consider yourself as an NHL player, I guess I'm asking?
I think this year, the program I've been on the last couple, really allowed me to feel at my best. On most nights playing a large number of minutes. Obviously there were some games we were playing 11 forwards, consistently, and that only adds up ice time. I think what I've been doing the last couple has really allowed me to be strong enough to feel fresh. When you're playing that many games, all you're trying to do is feel as fresh as much as possible. That you're going to have off nights and stuff. But, I was really happy with my preparation, off the ice and away from the rink, that allowed me to feel that good, to feel that well on the ice. So, I think with another year and, at my age, you can really take advantage of these extra months here.
Hey, Sam. Lance in the Buffalo News. Thanks for doing this. Hope you and your family are doing well. 1 year, Ralph Krueger has been the coach. Where do you feel like you guys are at now that you've had 12 months, working with him? And I guess how do you feel you guys have evolved as a group with Ralph as your coach?
I mean, even from Zoom calls with him the last couple months, he's just got that knack to motivate, especially when times are tough. I would be shocked if anyone has said a bad word about him, just because there's nothing bad to say about him. Just the respect he garners from each individual is something to behold. He's been a leader in our dressing room. I'm really excited to see how he's going to be able to, keep us all together this summer and really motivate us, I guess deep into the fall, right?
Hi, Sam. Mike Harrington here. Thanks for doing this. You brought it up already. I wanted to delve a little more into the Colorado game for a second. You guys finished 25th, but in a lot of ways, you weren't the 25th best team in the league. The numbers show better. And that was a game that struck me as one of the highest level games you guys have played as a core, maybe since you've been together, even though you didn't win. So what is the lesson of that game tell you guys in terms of where you can get your level of play on a consistent basis and where you can be against some of these top teams?
Yeah, I mean, like I touched on earlier, you know, when you're reflecting on the year, you're really realizing how many big games we played, and that's been different, you know, from most other years, right? So, but at the same time, you look at our win percentage against, you know, Boston, teams like Tampa, and we played some great games against those teams, and they just have that ability to win, you know, on a nightly basis. And I think we got to figure out a way to learn how to do that, and at the same time not take nights off, you know, when you're not playing a team to the same caliber of a Boston and Tampa. So you know, it's a fine line within the games of not making mistakes at the wrong times, and that's what teams like that they figure out early, and they obviously run with it. Because to keep going there with the question, you look at the game in Colorado, it was a mistake in the third period, right? I think it was in our defensive zone. It was just an innocent mistake that led to the game winner, and there was not much other than that. We had our chances, they had our chances, but it was just one glaring mistake that you know, lost that one for us.
Sam, from your perspective, what allowed Victor to step into the NHL this year and make an immediate impact? I mean, his talent's obvious, but what are the other things that you think helped him make his mark so soon?
I mean, everyone talks about a shot. I mean, it's you know, in our opinion, top five in the league, and I got no question on that. You know, maybe even, you know, the best release, and you know, just from seeing it every day. But obviously, there's some good guys to compare against. But what I look back on this year, and what really impresses me was, early on when Jack and I got the chance to play with him. We did not play too well together. Maybe the first couple we played well, and then he actually moved away from us for like a game or two. And then what shocked me and surprised me and what really impressed me was how quickly he learned excuse me, how to you know, his smarts kind of played out, and he realized kind of what he needed to do. You know, to be even that much more effective. And when he came back, obviously he took off. So, you know, just that ability, that quick to figure out what wasn't clicking, and to be able to change that. I mean, he was that much more aggressive on pucks. He wasn't just kind of, you know, waiting for the puck to get to him. And he realized that, very fast, and that's what impressed me looking back on him.
Hey Sam, hope you and the family are doing well. Obviously you mentioned feeling good on the ice. You know, and Jack as well, and as long as anyone, he obviously felt good on the ice too. What did you see from Jack this year that really allowed him to take another step in his development?
That's tough. Honestly, it was just a matter of time for him to show what he was capable, you know, to start this year. In my, but in my opinion, there wasn't much different from him. It was just maybe a year older, you know, a year more mature, and took off. You know, we've always seen glimpses of it for most games that he's played, but you know, this year is every game. So, you know, it was great to see and great to be a part of for sure.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Good.
You've turned yourself into a good scoring winger, somebody that can really produce from the wing. Now, as you know, the Sabres could use a center. Many mention you as a guy that, well, why not use Sam at center and move that? Would you feel comfortable? Do you think you could be the answer at center? Or would you rather stay at the wing and keep producing like you have been, or even, you know, better from the wing position?
You know, that's not really my call. You know, that's not really my decision, but, you know, I'm going to be ready and I'm going to be prepared. You know, whatever is asked of me. So whatever's, you know, going to benefit the team the most. But obviously for the most part, the chemistry we've been able to have with me on the wing, you know, with Jack and Victor, and, you know, it's been a positive impact on our lineup in my opinion, but, you know, things change every year, right? So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Hi, Sam. Excuse me. Hi, Sam. Jenna Cottrell, 13 Wham out of Rochester. I guess what's your biggest takeaway from this season, and what do you think you can most build off you and the team for the year ahead?
You know, there's quite a bit to build off. For me personally, I think, like I said earlier, you know, I was very pleased with how I was able to feel, you know, on a consistent basis, you know, energy levels with all that, you know, strength with playing those added minutes and you know, I think keep building off that for the extended off season is really important. And from a team standpoint, it's kind of everything I've touched on. It's you know, reflecting on the year and thinking of all the big games that we were fortunate enough to play in and you know, kind of learning how to you know, what we could have done different, what we could have cleaned up a little bit, you know, to be on the winning end on the majority of those games. So. You know, it's a fine line and you know, for most of the year, we felt we were right there, you know, in the thick of things.
Sam, yesterday, Kyle said that this season guys were held accountable. How was that maybe different from past years, and how were guys held accountable?
Sorry, you cut out at the start there.
Yesterday, Kyle said guys were held accountable this year. How was that maybe different from past years, and how were guys held accountable?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. You know, I think it starts with Ralph, right? You know, first off, you know, everyone in the locker room respected him. And I think one of the big factors in that was his honesty and you know, he let guys know when, you know, as he's obviously a positive guy, you all know that, when there's something to be said, when guys aren't playing up to their standard. And, you know, I can't think of if there's one guy in the room that, you know, he didn't have a talk with at some point this year. And it might not be yelling and screaming in your face, but it's more talk to let you know, and to try and help you to turn your game around and ultimately our team's game around. You know, he's a very deep thinker, and you know, not much gets by him, and nor should it. So you know, I think he was on the forefront of that and holding everybody accountable.
Hey, Sam, John Scott, once again. I've noticed, obviously, we've had these discussions at this time of the year about you being on a team with the Sabres that didn't make the playoffs like you'd hoped. You seem to have more of a positive spin and outlook on that. Is that accurate? Do you feel better after this, even though the results aren't what you wanted, than maybe you have at the end of the previous seasons where you also missed the playoffs?
Not really. I mean, It's tough regardless. Maybe it's just because we're talking 2 months later, and so much has happened. But it's never easy. But you know, at this point, and where the league has decided to go, with the remainder of this year, you know, I'm at a spot where I'm trying to take the most advantage of what lies ahead. And in terms of last year, more where your question was, yeah, I do think there was a lot more positive to build upon, and there was a lot more meaningful parts of the year that we can learn from.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.